This is the Convene podcast. My name is Magdalena Atanasova, digital media editor at Convene. The hybrid annual biomedical research conference for minoritized scientists draws culturally diverse attendees from wide-ranging scientific disciplines for a remarkable experience. Scientific Discovery and Diversity at ABR-CMS. Written and read by Casey Gale, Managing Editor of Convene.
The Annual Biomedical Research Conference for Minoritized Scientists, ABR-CMS, was first launched by the American Society for Microbiology, AS, in 2001 to encourage minority, first-generation, veteran, and disabled students to pursue higher education and further their career trajectories in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM. The inaugural conference, made possible by a grant from the National Institute of General Medical Sciences for the National Institutes of Health, attracted 1,800 participants. Attendance has since grown to more than 5,500. Longtime ASM staffer Irene V. Halid, who serves as the Washington, D.C.-based association's director of education, gets very energized when she sees that they are making an impact, she said. She has worked on and developed ABR-CMS since its inception and said the brand is strong because ASM makes sure participants have such a remarkable experience that they become spokespeople for the event. The four-day hybrid event gathers community college students and university students from undergraduate to doctorate levels, as well as researchers, program directors, and administrators. In addition, around 1,000 exhibitors representing different graduate programs participate. And as the conference name would imply, its attendee base is racially and culturally diverse. More than half are Asian, Black, or African American, and Hispanic, Latinx, or Spanish. The scientific disciplines represented are wide-ranging, too. Attendees are studying for degrees in 12 different areas, from cancer biology to neuroscience. The program is a mix of broader topics for all attendees on such issues as mental health and leadership, and concurrent sessions on specific disciplines. To help foster a sense of community within each of these disciplines, ABR-CMS hosts special networking meals during which attendees are asked to sit with others in their own area of study, each identified by tablecloth color. According to Halid, the initiative is always a hit. We always wanted to find a way where folks from the different disciplines can really network together, share information, and expand their horizon, she said. So it really gives folks a chance to have these conversations all together in one room. ABR-CMS 365. ABR-CMS developed extensive online programming about a decade ago, well before the pandemic, that served as training year-round, ASM's Irene Halid said, so we kind of had a leg up once COVID hit. As part of an effort to invest in the digital space more every year, ABR-CMS recently has launched an online spring symposium for high school students and college freshmen, a graduate student symposium, and ABR-CMS 365, a reimagined version of its year-round programming that is free and accessible to those who cannot participate in the annual hybrid event.
If you enjoyed this episode, do give us a 5-star review and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time.